Why would you roll up your underwears like a thong and then serve your brother as if he's the queen?
Why are you laughing so hard? Weird. Do you know this person?
Yes, comedian. I know who you're talking about.
Comedian Andrew Kennedy in studio. He's at the Stress Factory on Saturday.
Yes, when we were kids, it was a long time ago. We were living in Venezuela.
Last week.
My younger brother and I would roll up our underwear like little thongs and serve my brother Alan plates because he was the queen. And, you know, fast forward, he did turn out to be gay, but it started back then. And it was just so funny to look back at it now. And we laugh. It didn't affect us badly in any way.
Wait, so you rolled your underwear up and he ended
we
up
did,
being
yes.
gay?
We did, yes. We were the servants, and my older brother, Alan, was the queen. And
so
literally
this all
turned
starts
out to
somewhere.
Be a queen.
It's like, let's yes. pretend I'm the queen, or
yes.
let's pretend, did you see her on TV? Like, what happened?
Well, why so, the rolled so up the, underwear?
Right,
the
where did that come
that
from?
Rolled up underwear.
Yeah, where does that detail work
look,
its
listen,
way in?
Look, well, because we had to, you know, you commit to it. You commit to it. But the point
Seriously.
Is, years
no,
later, we're like, I think he was really enjoying this more. More than we knew.
Right.
We had no idea just how much he was enjoying this. Oh, but now we're all grown up and we can talk about it. Oh,
Did
yes.
he say, turn around while I eat my breakfast?
Andrew will be doing this on stage
yes.
Saturday night.
Saturday.
Yeah, get a front row
rolling
seat.
Rolling his underwears up like a thong.
That's how I open. So if you're
literally.
Easily offended,
literally
not come.
Opens.
Right. Yeah, you keep the mic.
So who said, were you watching TV and the Queen
I don't
like,
know
hey,
how
pretend.
It. I don't know how it started. I think we were guided to serving the queen. And
so your brother's the queen. He says,
yes.
I'm the queen, you
yes,
will
and,
serve me.
Okay, bring me the things. And it was probably in Spanish because we were living in Venezuela.
Right.
And so it was a Spanish queen. But it's so weird.
Oh, it wasn't the Queen of England.
No, it was just the queen in general, just
right.
the queen,
queen
of the
right.
land.
Right.
Yes, not the Queen of England. But yeah, these are things. And these are the memories that you want to forget that you can't.
Yeah.
And then when you fill out a questionnaire, it's the first thing that pops in. Oh, right. I got to talk about this.
Oh, this is all right.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever done? That's got to be number one.
Yeah, at least in the top three.
Yeah.
Doesn't get much higher than that.
Wow. Can you imagine being a parent walking in on this?
Yeah.
Like, oh, boy.
At
this
that
is,
point.
What
yeah.
is going on here?
Yeah, okay, you boys, I need to separate you and question you separately.
at that point, you just close the door and walk away.
I was going to say, it's just the door opens. There's like 2 seconds where you make eye contact with everyone.
You say
and
nothing.
You just close the door.
And nobody says, nobody speaks about it
no.
again. It's like,
yeah.
no. So, what are you doing today?
Yeah,
like
that
school?
Scene in The Shining.
Yeah.
It's just
right,
dinner's at 6.
Just head right for the bourbon.
I can't deal
glass.
With what I just saw. Dinner's at 6.
We're having tacos. I mean, no.
Yeah, so what would you guys be serving the queen?
Yeah, what you
it was probably snacks like chips and cheese or something.
And
maybe a glass
say
of water.
When you're
I'm not sure. I think it was
queen. This is a bowl of the finest chips of the land.
At least I knew then that I was not easily offended or embarrassed by anything.
Yeah.
So at
it's
that
the
point,
first sign, maybe you wanted to
yeah.
be. You should be a stand-up.
Maybe that could have been the first telltale sign.
Right.
Performing
you would do
anyway.
Performing in any manner. Yes.
Right.
Whatever it took to laugh.
Yeah. You have to in life, yeah. And
yeah,
look at us
right.
now. Look where we're at now. This is crazy. You fast forward 3 years. I haven't been here in like 3 years. 1919.
He
Newtown.
Keeps trying to change this. Subject.
I'm totally changing the subject. Like, why did I write that down? And once you write it down, and
queen.
That's the start. It's like that's where he goes in. I want to know about the thong underwear. But the truth is, you know, we've remained close as a family.
Why are you making us like the weird ones?
I know.
You wrote it down.
I did.
Now, are you wearing flip-flops? Or are you just
no,
wearing your underwear?
Bare
That's
feet.
It.
Right.
Just in your underwear.
Right.
Yeah, no shirt.
I think T-shirt. Maybe a T-shirt.
Okay.
And maybe a shower cap.
You sound like a bad guy.
Like, I knew there was more.
So when you're talking to your therapist, that's where I should start. It
right.
all starts there. Like, oh, so
yeah.
so tell us, is this where it all started? Yes.
Right. Tell us more about the underwear.
Tell us about the underwear.
Why'd you roll it up?
No, but you're in competition with your brother.
It right. was to see
to
who
be
had the best buns,
servant.
I don't know.
Right.
To the queen.
Yeah, and I won. I won that competition.
Really?
Right.
That's actually a brilliant move by the brother. It's like, if I make it a competition, I will get all the things.
Absolutely. True, yeah. And he didn't do anything. He gets all the food.
Right. Well, he has to see you guys walk away.
Was there any, like, Pope kissing of the feet or any of that?
There was no touching.
Of the feet?
No touching.
There was no touching. It was all just acted out.
Right.
But in retrospect, maybe not the greatest choices of children.
I played army.
Yeah, this is true.
Well, we did too, but we did it after we served the queen.
Yeah. Right. And my Hot Wheels in the dirt, that's it. My Tonka trucks. No rolling in the underwear.
That's great. And did you say that that brother who played the queen turned out to be gay? He didn't know it at the time.
Yeah, well, I guess he didn't know it. I mean, maybe he didn't know. Yeah, he didn't know it at the time because everybody was young. Yeah. But I guess, it turned out to be the fact afterwards.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Does he have to come over now doing the same thing?
He lives far, far away.
Really
we
fun.
Visit him, and he locks us in the basement and tells us to play that game again. It rubs the lotion on its skin. Right. Put the lotion in the basket.
Let's get the hose again.
Anthony in Brantford.
Good morning, folks. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning. You.
Good morning.
I was in first grade, and I got myself in a little trouble in first grade, and they were writing me out a detention form that I would have to bring to my parents to get signed. I had to stay
in
school later.
Wow.
That's wild.
First grade, yes. I went to Catholic school, St. Bernadette's, New Haven, and, you know, I was kind of scared and stuff, but I actually had a couple of dollars in my pocket, so I pulled it out and said, well, if I give you the $2, will you not write me up and tell my parents?
Oh, wow.
So I tried to bribe a teacher in first grade.
Bribing a Catholic school teacher.
So I got sent to the office and got in more trouble.
Of course, because you should have made it like $20. I mean, $2 is not enough.
Oh yeah,
I was back in the early 70s.
All right.
I was lucky I had a dollar to my name. You know,
$2 back then was a lot.
Interesting. You knew how.
And
the
it was
world
one of
worked.
My favorite teachers of all time was first grade.
But you have Sister Mary Craft.
She was really nice, and but I got myself in a lot of extra trouble by doing that.
Of course. Right. Oh, I can't wait to see your highlight reel.
That was one of the things I did.
Wow.
Highlight reel on there.
It started early.
Did you bribe a nun?
$2. You didn't see nothing, right, nun?
Right.
Didn't see nothing.
How much to make this go?
You know, I tried.
You need to fill this sheet out and take it home. How much if I didn't?
I got a bad idea for you. I make a donation and walk away.
A little bit.
I noticed those pencil sharpeners. They don't work too good.
Yeah, you know, you could use a new one. I'm saying. You know, I seen your shoes are kind of worn out, too. Buy yourself some new ones. Everybody's happy.
Anthony.
I wish it would have worked, but it didn't.
You're in the running.
You tried, man.
We have your number.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
All right,
you too.
About bribing a nun. That's up there.
That's great.
That's up there.
Linda in Bridgeport.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm a farm kid. I grew up in North Dakota.
A farm
and
kid.
And me and my siblings, we would play with cow pies, like literal cow poop.
Yeah, like they were clay.
The ball.
Yeah, right?
Like frisbees.
Would you like make like animals and stuff like that out of them, like clay?
So the balls or?
The fresher, the warmer, the better. We'd take sticks and stir it up. Garnish it.
That's enough, young lady.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I was thinking they were dried, but you actually did it after the fact.
Yeah. You mean like pottery for like, you know, for like mom?
I thought it'd make you feel a little bit better.
Oh, no.
This isn't as bad as you.
What did you do?
But I brought my two nieces. They were probably 6 and 8 to a horse barn. And I thought it'd be funny to pick up a little ball of horse poop, which is basically hay.
Yeah. That's all it is.
And it's old.
Yeah.
And
processed.
I threw it at one and it boffed her right off the head.
Oh, no.
And I thought, this is hysterical. We're all going to laugh. And she started crying.
Oh, yeah. Well, you crapped her head.
And then I thought, okay. I gave her a hug. Right. Everything was good.
Washed the forehead.
I'm like, I can't wait to tell this one on the air. I told it on the air. And everyone looked at me like, why would you do that?
Yeah, they hated you. Well, how old was she,
first
of all?
It would be worse if she didn't realize and went to go catch with her mouth. walnut!
If it was a nephew, it would have been fine. But a niece, you don't do that to a girl.
Right.
Who knew? I think, you know, you go for comedy here.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's just,
just happens.
Different sense of humor.
Trial and error.
I like that you apologize. You're like, I can't wait to tell everyone.
Everyone's going to think this is funny.
This is hilarious.
Nobody thinks it's funny.
Right. Why the phone lines?
I'm
going...
the only one who thinks it's funny.
I cannot wait to tell everyone.
Poop here in the forehead. Come on. Come on, people.
All right, Linda, you're in the running. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Wash your hands.
All right. We
washy.
Judas Priest tickets. Everybody on will get in the running. The weird thing you did as a kid. Andrew Kennedy's in studio. He's at Stress Factory this Saturday. Joe and Shelton.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good, thank you.
Good morning, man.
So when I was a kid, I got a friend, Phil, known him forever. We found a video camera. My sister started filming us. We hosted the Dr. Phil Ip Show. And he was best friends with my sister's toy Hillary Duff doll. And he would give PSAs on how to discipline your children in various ways by pouring hot oil on them.
Oil on them?
Yeah,
an S&M video with a doll. Yeah.
This is great. This is like the psychologist here. Play with the doll. Show me what he did.
Right, exactly. Right. Show us where he hurt you.
Wow. We would dress him up in my mom's clothes. It evolved into me with my father's leather jacket on playing his tough guy boyfriend. It was just, it was out of control.
Yeah, I would.
All on videotape.
I would burn those tapes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the videotapes. That's the thing. And I haven't seen him since. They're somewhere buried at my mom's house. I don't think any of our other friends know about it.
You got to find them.
You got to put them in a memory box. Have that transferred to digital.
Yep. Yes.
Keep those precious memories.
Priceless.
Yes, priceless memories.
Right. That's your developing years.
Wow. So she kind of used like her little puppets, you know. But I'd love to see it now. But yeah, it was definitely a little weird.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I'd say.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. We're uncomfortable talking to you, sir.
I want to shower right now.
It's great, Joe. All right. Thank you, man. You're in the running for Judas Priest tickets.
And he said weird.
So we're three calls in, and we have three pairs. So right now, everybody wins.
Yes.
But now it's a little bit of a race. Bill in Stratford. Bill.
That's a good time to talk.
Yes, this is Bill from Stratford. When we were a game called Bumper.
You're cutting in and out, Bill.
Bed and put them.
Bill?
Overhead. I'm out west, right?
Okay, don't move.
West where? Like Montana?
Big Sky.
Where am I coming in clear?
Nope. I'm headed out to St. Paul. I'm a truck driver.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, thank you.
Right. Okay. So what did
you... My brother and I made up a game called Bumper Ghosts.
Bumper Ghosts. Mm. Okay.
Sounds scary.
Okay. Well, how do you play this game?
And we put the bed sheets over our head and got on the bed, and we would bump into each other. And luckily we lived on the first floor. My brother hit me in the mouth by accident, and I got mad and thought he did it on purpose. And I shoved him real hard, and he went flying right through the window and took the whole window out.
And became a real ghost.
Did he live through this?
He's alive. He's alive.
Right. And he became a real ghost.
But can you
and
imagine,
he's haunted me ever since.
Can you imagine he's laying on the sidewalk with a sheet over him?
The cops show up. I see you've done our job.
Right. Oh, my God. He killed him.
Officer, you don't have to put a cover over the corpse. He's already covered.
We just shapeshifted.
Yeah. So when you did this to your brother.
When I shoved him, he went flying.
Right. So he broke a window. Wow.
We took out the whole window frame. Whole window. Top and bottom.
So happy.
So he ended up outside of the building?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
First floor.
Yep.
Nice. Yep. You laugh about it now, though, right? I don't talk to my brother no more.
Yes. The kid's name is
Scott. No, we don't talk either. We haven't talked in like 13 years.
I talk to my brother. I talk to him all the time. I just don't roll up my underwear anymore.
Yeah,
that's
I
all.
Call him Thump.
Why? Why don't you guys talk anymore?
Well, jump the window.
Okay.
Personal family reasons.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah. Didn't pay back for
no more. Window. Yeah, no more bumper ghosts.
No, yes. If he does see him, he's going to kill him.
No.
All right, you're in the running. Thank you.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.